Christians across many denominations continue to work for the unborn. Find out more next on Gospel of Life. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. If you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the shedding of innocent blood and the killing of his children by abortion is a key concern because it's a gospel issue. And perhaps nothing more than the pro-life movement, the effort to restore protection to each and every human being, has been so effective in bringing Christians together from a wide diversity of backgrounds, from so many different denominations. And today we're going to see another example of that. We at Gospel of Life Ministries are honored each and every day to work with Christians from so many different backgrounds, including so many of you who watch our program on a regular basis. And we want to affirm that unity. We want to affirm that as we profess faith in the lordship of Jesus Christ, that lordship is over each and every human life, which means that if we honor and serve him as Lord, we have a duty. In fact, we are impelled by love to protect and to serve each and every human life. Well, I'm joined, as usual, by Janet Morana, our associate director, and we're going to have a very special guest on the phone in just a moment. But, Janet, isn't it true that working in this movement is an experience of authentic Christian union, Christian unity and Christian communion?
That's right. You know, nothing has really united believers more than the pro-life movement. You know, people can kind of get caught up in doctrinal differences, but it's really this struggle that we have together, united, to stop the bloodshed of the children that has united people across denominational lines, and it's a joy for us to do that. I know for you, for example, Father, you're president currently of the National Pro-Life Religious Council, and this has many denominations coming together and giving one voice as a council from different denominations to speak out on these important issues of the day, abortion, euthanasia, stem cell cloning, all these things that we're grappling with. It's great to see so many leaders across denominational lines coming together in one voice.
Well, we have one of those leaders with us on the phone today. He has been a colleague with us for years now, including on the National Pro-Life Religious Council, as you mentioned. Dr. James Lamb, joining us by phone. He is the executive director of National Lutherans for Life. Dr. Lamb, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. It's good to be on your program, and I certainly like to add my affirmation to what you and Janet were just talking about, the unity that this work in applying the gospel of life to the issues of life that brings to Christians. And on a personal note, I just would like to thank Priests for Life for their leadership in this area and their inspiration. I know I've learned from you and your organization and have applied some of those things to Lutherans for Life as well. So just want to give a personal thank you to you for that.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And now you're calling us from Iowa, is that right?
Yes, we're located in the heartland in central Iowa so that we can be closer to lots and lots of Lutherans up here in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the reasons why the office was moved up here. So, and plus, we're within driving distance of all the national offices of the major Lutheran denominations from here in Iowa.
Yes, I was just going to make mention of the fact you alluded to the Lutheran denominations. There are, for those that are not as familiar with Lutheranism, there are various different Lutheran groups and synods and denominations, but Lutherans for Life is a pan-Lutheran organization. In other words, it serves Lutherans from any one of those various different backgrounds, right?
Exactly. There are a lot of Lutherans out there, and Lutherans for Life, we are not affiliated directly with any particular denomination, and our desire is to serve all Lutherans, to help equip all Lutherans to apply God's wonderful word of life to these issues that so many people are struggling with.
Well, Dr. Lamb, Lutherans for Life, then, besides having your national location there, What do they do in the local church level? Like, for instance, you know, I'm from New York, and there's plenty of Lutheran churches over there in New York. How can someone get connected, and what is the connection between the national office and individual churches?
Well, Lutherans for Life has a structure much like National Right to Life. Many folks are familiar with them, and they have state affiliates and then chapters within states, and that's how we are structured as well. We have states who are directly affiliated with us, and so we have volunteer presidents and boards of directors in the states. And then within the states, we have local chapters that may be part of a local congregation or may serve several congregations in an area. And so people on the local level can be involved in a chapter if there's one in their area. Or we also have a life ministry coordinator program, and that's individuals within a congregation that can kind of act as a liaison between the national office here and the congregation and the pastor, advising him of materials that we have available, new materials that come out, things that can be done, and so forth.
So if someone watching us right now says, well, gee, I'm Lutheran, I'm pro-life, but there's nothing going on in my church about this, how would they make that first contact to maybe be that liaison?
Give us a call here, toll-free, and that number is 888-364-LIFE, 888-364-LIFE. Life, and we'll give them, we can send them information on our Life Ministry Coordinator program, send them information on starting a chapter, and we have a director of outreach, should there be enough interest in an area, and we'll send him to come and help.
So the basic mission statement then of Lutherans for Life would be directed, first of all, to which life issues in particular, and then what is the specific objective that the group is trying to accomplish?
Well, our mission statement is to witness to the sanctity of human life through education based on the Word of God. And it's that last phrase that's really key for us. We are an educational resource organization for Lutherans, but our educational materials are based on God's Word, because our focus is to try to reach out and change people's hearts and change people's minds on these issues, and to help God's people, particularly for us Lutherans, to make the connection between God's Word and the whole spectrum of life issues that are out there. We want people to understand that these issues are so much more than hot political issues or social problems. They are spiritual issues, and it's a spiritual battle that we're in, and God has equipped His people and His church with this powerful message of the gospel of His Son that can make a difference in these issues and can make a difference in the lives of people who are dealing with these issues.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking here, of course, about direct taking of life through abortion, euthanasia. And I know that recently, you've developed some new educational material in this whole area of stem cell, destructive stem cell research and cloning.
Yes, we just produced a DVD on the stem cell research and cloning, big issues, as you know, across the country, some important referendums, especially in Missouri, that we were heavily involved in trying to educate folks in Missouri about the constitutional change that they made, really enshrining cloning in their constitution. And so we produced this DVD, and with the help of a grant from the Schwann Foundation, we were able to send that DVD to all Lutheran congregations that we could get on our mailing list. And we've received just a tremendous positive response from our pastors and educators out there for this resource. You know, these issues can seem so complicated to the average person, and yet once we understand the basic biology involved, that's all we need to know. Once we understand the basics, once we understand that human life does begin there at the moment of conception, then we can begin to apply our theology and apply God's Word to these issues. So that's what we attempted to do through the DVD, and the feedback that we're getting is telling us that God's been at work through that DVD, and we're thankful for that.
Now, if someone wants to get a copy of the DVD, in addition to calling the toll-free number, do you have like a website where they could, you know, email you? Or
yes, certainly. Our website is lutheransforlife.org. Just Lutherans for Life, all small letters together, .org. And all of our resources are available there, email access to order those resources, including that new stem cell DVD.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back and continue to talk with you about other aspects of your work. So, brothers and sisters, please stay with us.
Not until people saw images of children in coal mines did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life. Because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help.
Most people oppose abortion, but unfortunately, too many think it's none of their business if someone else chooses abortion. But my friends, it is our business, because after all, ours is the business of love. Whenever another human life is in danger or in need, we have to help them. And the very same reason we intervene for victims of poverty, drug abuse, crime, or war is the reason we intervene to save our unborn brothers and sisters. None of our business? Anytime someone's life is about to be taken, that's our business. Never be afraid to speak up. Never feel out of place to defend the unborn. They are your business. Well, welcome back. We're talking today with Dr. James Lamb, who is Executive Director of National Lutherans for Life. If you are Lutheran yourself, or have friends or relatives who are, we invite you to pay particular attention and get them in contact with this organization. And if you are not Lutheran, nevertheless, you will find in the educational materials and outreach of this organization a lot of tremendous resources you can use in your own walk in life and in your own congregation. So Janet and Dr. Lamb were talking here about a number of different things. We were talking about some of the resources in this DVD that was recently made addressing stem cell research and cloning. But I also remember, and I think we had on a previous program, a show in regard to a special Bible that was published that has a special inserts with lessons about the pro-life message. Tell us about that particular resource.
Yes, that's called God's Word for Life, and it's the only pro-life specialty Bible that's out there. And what we did is we had authors, theologians, educators write little commentaries or articles on the various life issues, and then we inserted them in the Bible next to the verses that these particular commentaries would be expounding upon. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up with 38 different commentaries or articles covering about 12 different categories of life issues, everything from abortion to end-of-life issues, post-abortion syndrome, the struggle that so many women and men go through in the aftermath of an abortion. And we cover the bioethics, the stem cell and cloning, how Christians have influenced the world, and therefore how we can continue to influence the world in regard to these issues. So it's a great resource. It's just, it's all right there in your hand, and you can get an idea of how God speaks to these various issues. And really, that Bible is a, I often hold it up and say, this is a picture of what Lutherans for Life and the Christian pro-life movement is really all about. We exist to try to help people make a connection between these issues and God's Word. And this Bible does that quite literally by inserting these commentaries right there into the Scriptures.
It's so critical, because I find that you know, there's a temptation that goes across the Christian world to make preaching essentially watered down and turning it into just storytelling. And I think what people find powerful in preaching and when they really appreciate a message coming from the pulpit is when it does what you just said. It connects the Word of God with the things that people are facing every day, hearing about in the news, and decisions they're trying to make in their daily lives. Then the preaching is really doing what it's supposed to do, and that is to lift up and challenge and help them live their lives, to live out God's Word in their daily choices.
That's right. You know, Dr. Lem, you mentioned post-abortion, and as you know, I do a lot of work with the Silent No More Awareness campaign with women,
yes.
You know, who've gone through healing and, now publicly will stand up and give that witness how they regret their abortion. And I know we have some women who are obviously, you know, of Lutheran background who are part of the campaign, but I was just wondering, at the national level there, do you have a specific program for post-abortion healing that has been developed through Lutherans for Life?
I am glad you asked that, because I wanted to get to that if you didn't. Yes, we have an entire ministry devoted to post-abortion work, and it's called Word of Hope, and that's a national hotline. It's based in Chicago, and women, men, pastors dealing with women who've had abortions, counselors can call that hotline and receive counsel right on the phone from a master degreed social worker who's had about 20 years of experience now in post-abortion counseling. And we receive about 240 calls every month on that hotline.
What is that hotline number?
The hotline number is 888-21-STORY, S-T-O-R-Y.
Oh, that's easy to remember.
Yeah, call and share your story and receive some counsel. And again, it's counsel based on God's Word, Christian counsel. Our counselor, her name is Grace, and she epitomizes that name and that word. She loves she doesn't talk about her clients. She refers to them as her girls and others who call as her friends. And she does a terrific job, and she has volunteers who help her as well. But if she's not able to counsel you on the phone, she will call you back. She prides herself in that. So it's a great resource, again, not only for those who are struggling with these issues, but if there's a pastor, priest, educator, counselor who wants some advice or some direction in helping others with these issues, Grace would be more than willing to do that.
Well, we have about another minute or so. Is there any final word of encouragement that you want to offer to people that are watching us right now?
Well, I think we should all be encouraged as God's people, as Christians, as the Christian community dealing with these issues. I know there's been some discouragement in light of the recent election, but we can be encouraged because we don't rise or fall on the political realm, who's in office or who isn't in office. Our mission as God's people remains the same. We have this greatest, most positive for-life message on the planet, and that's the gospel of life, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's always going to be there. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and his message is the same, and its power remains the same. And in, it has the power to change and make a difference. So that's what we as God's people need to continue to proclaim. That's what's going to make a difference as God's people understand that message and get out there and live that message, as you mentioned, Father, and then we'll make a difference in our society.
Well, thanks so much for what you do, and we will certainly continue to both promote and collaborate with Lutherans for Life. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you very much. Blessings to you and your ministry there as well.
Thanks. And thank you, Janet. Brothers and sisters, we'll be back in just a moment with our action segment. Meanwhile, take to heart the message that you've heard today, and please spread it to others, to your pastors, to those who worship with you in your own church congregation. Let them know of the great resources that Dr. Lamb has told us about, the Bible, the DVD, the other life educational materials. And be sure to visit the Lutherans for Life website to find out even more. Now stay with us, and we'll be back with our action segment.
Be a fireman when I grow up.
I want to be a teacher.
I want to be president of the United States.
I want to find a cure for cancer.
The choice to have an abortion alters the course of the future. Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
When I found out I was pregnant, I thought I would lose my job.
My boyfriend told me to choose between him and the baby.
I worried about staying in school.
I was already struggling to care for one child.
My parents told me I wasn't ready to be a mom, so I had an abortion.
I had physical problems afterwards.
I went from relationship to relationship.
I hated myself.
I started to have nightmares.
I cried when I saw a pregnant woman.
I tried to commit suicide.
Couldn't bond with the child I later had.
I tried to numb my pain with alcohol.
I struggled with depression.
I had trouble conceiving again.
You see, abortion didn't solve our problems.
It just created different ones.
Each of us thought we were the only ones struggling afterward.
Now we realize many women regret their choice.
That's why we are silent no more.
We found help and healing, and you can too. Call or go online today.
Welcome to our action segment, where I'm joined by Janet Morana, our associate director, and we have a special painting to tell you about today that you can promote in order to spread the pro-life message. Janet?
Yes, the painting is called Earth's Trash, Heaven's Treasure, and this painting was done by the artist Carol Hall, and she actually is an evangelical missionary, and her husband currently are in Japan, where they're doing bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to missionaries as a missionary spirit in Japan. But she painted this painting a number of years ago, made it available to us at Gospel of Life, and we've now created a great poster of this painting, and her whole hope is that it will help spread the message of the damage abortion is doing, the killing of the children. And we'd like to encourage people now to take a look at this poster. And as we're describing it, I'd like them to think of ways and places that they might hang this inspiring painting and really get people to think about the abortion issue and what is going on.
Basically, the photo is divided into two scenes, Earth's scene on the bottom and Heaven's scene on the top. Earth's trash, heaven's treasure, refers to babies. And you see at the bottom a garbage bin where outside of an abortion mill where babies who have been aborted are literally thrown away. And we know that this has literally happens. The babies thrown away on Earth are nevertheless received by Jesus, named, and welcomed into the playground and the nursery of heaven.
And that's what you see there, you know, in the painting, is that the angels are taking the babies out of the dumpster, basically, and bringing them up to the Lord Jesus, wrapped in a yellow blanket, signifying God's glory. And there's the Lord there welcoming the babies into heaven.
Now, besides that contrast between earth and heaven, you also see another contrast right within the scene on earth, because while the abortion mill is a place of sadness, and you see that the girl who's leaving has sadness on her face, and we've talked very often on Gospel of Life about the sadness that abortion brings, nevertheless, next to, across rather, from the abortuary, is a toy store full of life and joy and surprises. And in front of the toy store, you see a green tree blossoming. But on the other hand, the tree in front of the abortuary has no leaves on it and no life.
Right. And then, of course, you know, as the Lord Jesus is accepting the babies up into heaven from the angels, he's giving them each a name and blessing them. And while those children had no name on earth, they now have a name with the Lord in heaven.
Now, how can people use a beautiful painting like this?
Well, you know, so often people say, well, you know, we don't want to have a pro-life billboard here in our church, or we don't want to have a poster in a school. It might upset people. But this painting is so pleasing to the eye, so beautiful to behold, yet it gives such a powerful imagery that they can put this in their church vestibule, in their school hall, in their center where they have a collation after services, as many places as they can think of. This poster can hang, and there, just people gazing upon it itself, it will get the message across about what abortion is doing to these children.
If they contact us directly at gospeloflife.com, we can send this to them in any quantity that they wish.
That's right. And at the same time, getting that poster from us at the same time helps support the missionary work of the Evangelical Church in Japan, Carol Hall. We still, you know, make a little small donation to her, too. And so, therefore, they're actually supporting missionary work in Japan at the same time, plus giving a pro-life message.
The painting can be viewed more extensively, and the written explanation that we've just briefly touched upon can be read in its fullness on our website, again, gospeloflife.com.
That's right.
Well, thanks, Janet, and thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. If you want to listen to our programs online, you can receive the audio of Gospel of Life on gospeloflife.com. And also, when you go to our website, you'll see that you can send us your questions, your comments, your suggestions, your witnesses and testimonies, and we may well call you back and have you as a call-in guest on our program. Go to gospeloflife.com, and you'll see how to reach us. Also, brothers and sisters, we rely on the financial help of people just like you to get these programs out, to assist spreading pro-life literature to the churches, beautiful paintings like the one we've described to you today, and many other works that are saving lives from the tragedy of abortion. So consider Gospel of Life Ministries as part of your giving for the kingdom of God. We thank our friends at Life Dynamics for letting us use their studios here in Denton, Texas, and we invite you to join us again next week on Gospel of Life. Spread the word to your family and friends, and let's pray for one another.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
It's positive. I'm pregnant.
My boyfriend panicked,
and I was worried what my family would say.
I just didn't know what to do.
If you're facing an unplanned pregnancy, you have options. You don't have to be alone. Call 1-800-395-HELP. Our services are totally confidential and free. If you're pregnant, call now. There is help.
Friends, as we conclude our program, may I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell other people about Gospel of Life. Tell them when these programs air so that they can tune in and learn more about the pro-life movement. Secondly, we like to hear from you. On our website, gospeloflife.com, you can even send us your prayer requests, and our entire ministry team will be more than happy to lift up your concerns and intentions before the throne of God. Thirdly, we're eager and ready to come to your community, to preach in your churches, to gather with your pro-life groups, and to help inspire you in the pro-life cause. And finally, we ask you to donate so that we can keep these programs on the air. You can send your tax-deductible contributions to us at Gospel of Life Ministries. Again, go to our website, and thank you.